With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. It was quite a show in the nation's capital yesterday.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and First Lady Melania Trump.
The parade was all it was guaranteed to be, and then some, as the nation marked the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army and the annual celebration of Flag Day and the President's birthday. The festivities included tanks, cavalry, aircraft, skydivers, and more. All told, more than 6,700 soldiers taking part. New polling indicates most Americans support spending or sending the National Guard to Los Angeles. More from Bernie Bennett.
A majority of voters support President Trump's decision to use the National Guard to stop attacks on federal immigration agents in Los Angeles. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 57% approve of Mr. Trump's deployment of the Guard. Meanwhile, federal officials want to know who is funding the anti-ICE riots. The FBI is investigating the matter. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Authorities continue their second day for the search of a suspected gunman who shot and killed former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband. A second lawmaker and his wife were shot and wounded. The 57-year-old suspect, identified as Vance Belter, is still at large. Massive shooting incident in Nigeria yesterday. Officials say a gunman has killed at least 100 people, scores of injuries. Few details are known at this hour. The attorney who negotiated the $2.8 billion legal settlement for the NCAA says thousands of former athletes due to receive damages may have to wait months or maybe even more than a year to get paid while appeals play out. Lead counsel Rakesh Kaluru says the appeal on Title IX grounds filed this week will delay payments due to around 390,000 athletes who signed onto the class action settlement. This is SRN News. A lot of pastors have doubts about the book of Genesis. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to the Association of Religion Data Archives, only 25% of mainline Protestant and Catholic clergymen in this country actually believe that Adam and Eve existed. On the other hand, 80% of evangelical Protestant and 89% of black Protestant pastors do think the Bible is telling the truth when it describes God's creation of the first man and the first woman. Mainline Protestants and Catholic clergy are also more likely to doubt the existence of God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservation team is using a mix of art and science as they labor to restore famous murals at St. Nicholas Croatian Catholic Church near Pittsburgh. The walls and ceiling of the church are covered with an acclaimed set of paintings by the late artist Max Ovanka, rendered in 1937 and 1941, mixing religious imagery with dramatic depictions of war and other social issues of the day. This is SRN News. There's some controversy in a major support system. Here's Jason Walker.
A federal program that provides benefits to the families of police and firefighters who die or become disabled on duty is rapidly growing while facing sharp criticism for delays. Congress created the Public Safety Officers Benefits Program in 1976 to guarantee that spouses and children of officers would have at least some financial support. But repeated expansions in eligibility approved by Congress has made the program far more complex. Critics say dozens of claims have been pending for up to 10 years. Jason Walker reporting.
Health officials say think twice before buying energy shots and supplements sold at gas stations and convenience stores. The products contain tianeptine. That's an antidepressant that can be addictive and carries a lot of side effects. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.